Live from the TSX in Nice, it's the 4th of April, and here is Eric Sloof with another Twilight Zone interview.
I'm standing right next to Jeremy Verdoren. We completed the lab for the VI3 Pearl toolkit. It was hard.
Yeah, it's a challenging situation, especially since we're using French keyboards. So the French people are very happy, but the rest is having difficulty finding the right keys. And it's challenging, but I'm hopefully I was able to enthuse people to write their own scripts and share them, obviously.
Yes, it's a great SDK. It's very open. What I would like to see is some support for Visual Basic, so I can create a nice GUI. Is there also an initiative to bring that online?
Yeah, so currently we only have the Pearl toolkit, which makes it you capable of doing easy scripting. But we'll also generate scripts for or toolkits for C++, C Sharp, Visual Basic, I think, is in planning as well. And the idea is, because currently it's a SourceForge project, the idea is actually to put it also on the VMware website, make a whole executable and installable of it, so it's capable of installing just at once, and you can do scripts just as easy as that. Because currently you have to download ActivePerl, install some modules, so it's not as easy as we would like to see it, but it's evolving, okay. So it'll be there.
Can we expect it in the near future? Because when I see the killer apps who are written by Richard, I have something like... I can do it too.
Yeah, so you definitely can do it now. We're expecting at least this year to deploy a couple of those other solutions. I think C Sharp was the first one, or C++, but Visual Basic will come. I'm not sure if that's going to be this year. Okay. But keep the website up there.
I found another hidden feature in the service console. It's called VIMSH. It's a really powerful command, I believe.
Yeah, it's a very powerful command. It's very good to do it on the service console. So the big difference with us talking to the VI infrastructure API is that we actually talk to virtual center, so it doesn't need to run locally on the ESX server. So you're a lot more flexible if you talk to the API, because you can actually talk to ESX servers themselves or to virtual center. You can choose. But that flexibility is the main difference between VimSH and the VI Pearl toolkit. But VimSH is very powerful. It's very easy to use as well, so I definitely recommend using it if you want to script on the ESX server itself.
Okay, Jeremy, thank you for this info, and have a nice TSX.
Yeah, you too. I hope you enjoy it very much.
Eric Sloof was just an average guy from Holland. First, he was on the radio. Then, he went to the bathroom. Now, he's in the Twilight Zone. Forever.